It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Well, we've got a trending report for y'all, and we pride ourselves on covering everything local. Katie, what you got?
Yeah. Well, we're starting off with weather because we set a new record yesterday in Denver.
Oh, my God. Tell me more. I love weather stories.
When I saw this, I knew. You would be just tickled hear about this.
You just made my morning.
I knew I would.
Weather stories are the best stories.
So yesterday at DIA, we hit -7.
Ooh.
Yes. And you know, previously, back in 2006, we hit -4. What? I know.
I can't. I'm speechless, Josh.
This is us
literally
breaking
speechless.
The record.
That was cold.
Mine, it was degrees.
It was freaking cold.
Some of the coldest days, really.
Well, not this year, actually. It's funny you mentioned that. We've already hit -15.
Some of the
-14 and -11.
Wow.
This year already.
Can you give me those numbers again?
Crazy Arctic blast that we've had. But it will be clearing up, thankfully, this weekend, as we talked about. We're going to be in the 60s, which I cannot wait. But wait, there's more.
Oh.
We're getting more snow tonight.
Son of a biscuit.
We've got one more round of it, and they're saying Denver is going to get hit with about 3 inches. So
unbelievable.
We're not done yet.
Ton. 3 inches in Denver?
That's enough to shovel,
a ton of snow.
So
this city's going to go
halt.
Exactly. It's going to come to a standstill.
Come to a full stop.
Prepare for it. Prepare for it.
Boy, I bet those flight delays are going to come rolling in.
Did you see how many there was this week already?
Tell me now.
So many flights were canceled or delayed out at DIA because of all the crazy
weather
we've had.
The most important part of this is the weather going to jack up my date night on Saturday night?
No,
it's going to be 60-something on Saturday.
It's Friday night is date night. I'm going to the Nuggets game on Saturday.
You should be okay for both.
I'll be fine for the Nuggets game, but date night on Friday night.
Date night, Friday night, it's going to be warming up. So we're going to get this round of snow tonight into tomorrow.
Great news.
And then it's going to clear up. Your date night's going to be beautiful. And
this
we're getting
great news,
closer
Katie.
And closer to those after 7 o'clock sunsets, too.
Did you figure out where you're going yet? You don't have to tell us, but did you figure out?
I didn't. So that's the thing, too. Like, if anyone wants to send me a recommendation, Nick Nack and I have a date night. We're just going to go out and just celebrate life. And we've had a few good things
adorable.
Go on in our little lives, so we're just going to go have a little celebration dinner. And I need a place.
Have you tried McDonald's?
Filet-O-Fish is for everyone.
I have heard those arches.
I was thinking like a fancy steak place, but I don't know.
McDonald's.
I'm thinking somewhere where I can wear a sport coat and just some jeans and my cowboy boots. Somewhere
or your
a little
Jordan.
More upscale.
Or your
no, I want
Break
my cowboy boots.
In.
I want my cowboy boots and a
Break
sport
those
coat.
Puppies in.
And a giant belt buckle.
Yeah.
But if anybody has any recommendations on where I should take Nick Nack out on Friday night, hit me up.
Yeah, we'd really like to hear about it.
And I'm going
to
cut everybody off. No, not Texas Roadhouse. No, not Outback.
Free rolls.
I know. You know how many messages
butter.
Came in? I posted that on Facebook. I need a nice steak restaurant. Oh, Outback's great.
I saw some of the answers,
Texas
too.
Roadhouse.
I was like, those are good.
Yeah, Applebee's has a really delicious steak.
Jared will never go to Applebee's.
No, I will not.
No 2 for $20 for you?
I was dating a girl. We were pretty serious for like 4 or 5 years, and she ended up sleeping with a bartender at Applebee's.
Oh, no.
Those dollar Long Islands got her.
No, it's that Apple Teeny all day.
Yep. Tell you what,
sorry.
Baby back ribs.
Yeah.
Your life turned
out
pretty
Chili's.
Good,
buddy. That was Chili's.
It's okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I got Knick Knack instead, so
hells to the yes. You did not lose in that hell's whole situation.
To the
But anyway.
Any more weather stories,
no,
though?
That was it.
Oh,
I wanted to start it off with that to really, you know, get the best bang for my buck there. So weather, we're moving on to this crazy story. So the Toronto plane crash that we're seeing, the Delta plane that got flipped upside down. Again, thankfully, everyone survived that horrific ordeal. One man is from right here in Denver. His name's Peter. He was talking to the local news stations. Yeah, and he said, you know, he really appreciates how quickly the people who worked for the airline acted upon all this.
Like, you could see it in the videos.
Yeah, and he said, we really didn't know what was happening until we landed. We jumped up
until off we were
the
hanging
ground.
From the ceiling
that's
like real, monkeys.
No, that's literally what he said. He's like, I released my seatbelt the minute that we came to a stop because I just felt like that's what I wanted to do. But
you
there were so many people who were just hanging from those seatbelts.
Waiting for instructions?
Yeah, kind of. And then the people who worked for the airline were rushing to help all of them. But the seconds and minutes in between that and them opening the doors, he said it was like 3 minutes total and they started getting those people off that plane. So he was very grateful the way the airline reacted to the situation. He feels like they saved a lot of lives just in how they reacted. And then, you know, he made the comment because he flies a lot for work. What he was doing in Toronto, he was filming some professional snowboarders and skiers up there in the mountains. And so he was already planning on staying there for quite a few weeks. But he was talking about how he flies a lot for his job. He's like, this probably isn't going to deter me from flying. I mean,
it's with the whole, what are the odds of that happening
and
again?
He says he's like flying multiple times a week. And this is the first time anything like this has ever happened to him. So he's like, it's not like I'm never going to fly again, but this definitely has me freaked out.
Never.
He's walking around.
I'd be like find me that choo-choo train.
Grateful. He's very
grateful.
Yeah,
but think about
it.
On a bus.
I mean, Jer, if you get in a little car accident too and you're okay afterwards, like
guess
you walked away from
you're
it.
Getting back in a car, right?
You're going to get back in a car. I mean, I have a lot of family members who have flown literally thousands of times, and, you know, by the grace of God, nothing has happened like that. And that's why plane crashes make the news, because they are so rare. Yes,
yeah, I know.
There might have been
stats.
An uptick in this this year or something like that, but it's such a rare thing that happens that's why
terrified.
It makes the news.
Nick Nack was on a flight where they hit some turbulence and the drink cart hit the ceiling. That's how bad it was.
Oh, my God.
You know turbulence has never caused a plane crash, though?
Well, I don't
ever.
Care. It's just a matter of that hitting the
that
ceiling.
That could
and
hurt
people's
someone.
Bags and stuff up front were in the back of the plane. And ever since then, she's been really skittish about flying.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then just me hearing it, and I don't even like to fly, so I'm like, well... Yeah. Be like John Madden and take the bus everywhere.
There
and
we go. Yeah.
You do you do drive a lot too. I've noticed.
We hit road trips. We do road trips like crazy.
I try and do it that way too.
Which I kind of like, cuz you see all these little towns and fun little spots throughout the country that you would just totally fly over.
Well, and you're in control of your trip as well. That's the thing about airlines is, yeah, they may be getting you to your destination faster in some regards, but you don't have like they could stop, they could delay your flight. All of these things could happen and you could have no control over it. And you could miss 3 or 4 days of your trip. And have
Look
no say
you,
in
travel
it.
Expert.
I'm just saying,
you are
like,
a travel expert.
I agree. I always try and drive versus flying, but thankfully everyone in this scenario is okay. So that's what the moral of this story is we're just very happy that everybody's okay
Good
in
job,
that
Peter.
Situation. Good job, Peter. Yeah, exactly. So this story is more lighthearted because this National Women's Soccer League is just awesome for Denver. The soccer team that we're still in talks of, it's been official, right?
It's official. Made official. Oh, yeah. It's
that
official.
We're going to get it. Now we're trying it's to here. Decide on the name. Mm-hmm. So they've come out with 6 choices for us.
Oh,
and
we don't
can
get to
go,
pick? Like make
well,
our
we
own?
Can, we can, no, we don't get to pick. They've made the names for us. And they have such options as Denver Peak FC, Colorado 14ers FC, Colorado Summit FC.
No. Denver, Summit would be good.
Denver Elevate FC.
No, some of an elevator.
They also just have Denver FC. I kind of like
that. I like that.
One.
A lot
I
of people
like
do it. Denver Football Club.
Yeah, just I like Denver that. Football Club. I really
simple.
Like that a lot. So
I love the letter
Denver
C.
Gold Football Club is the last option. No. So you can go and vote through, I think, the 26th.
That sounds like a seniors group or something.
I like Denver Football Club, though.
Denver
I think
Denver
all
FC.
Of those,
Denver
those are
FC.
My favorite.
Sounds tough.
It does sound tough. Like, and imagine the sweatshirts that we'd have with that.
You'd have a big F and a
big
C on. That's what I'm guessing.
Awesome.
Yeah, but who's your mascot? I mean, you got to think of everything.
A giant F and a giant C with arms and legs just dancing. It's like Sesame Street.
Don't like that.
You don't like that?
No.
Who could
And then the C would fall
be?
Over. See, at one point, it would be FU.
You
if you had the... Oh.
The Casa Bonita Tower could be our mascot.
No, if you had the summit, it would be a
right over that joke. You guys just
sorry.
Went right past that joke. It's fine. I know.
I thought
see,
it was
the wheels
funny.
Are turning.
I thought it was funny.
Katie's wheels are turning.
F-U.
Nobody even really acknowledged
it
was FU. But that's
Tell
fine.
Tell your joke again.
No, the joke's gone now.
It's gone
it's
now.
Not, I can't recreate the moment
the joke
for me.
Ran away.
I thought it was good with the C falling over, making it a U and FU.
Fired up, baby,
that
FU.
Funny.
Just kept
that
on talking.
Funny.
Nobody even acknowledged it.
I said, eh.
Yeah.
Give you an
okay.
That's pretty good.
All right, but again, you can go vote on your favorite name now. From now until
Honestly,
the 26th, you're not even going to do it, huh? You're just mad.
I'm not.
Just mad about it. Okay, well, one more story about these the gas station stories. So the Denver City Council approved a zoning code amendment. So it says you can't build a gas station within a quarter mile of an existing gas station.
Why?
So it's kind of weird. Now, the people who hate it say it's unconstitutional. Like, they've already said you can build these gas stations, and now they're taking it away because it's retroactive to, like, May of last year. So anything that was approved from May of last year until now, they've denied. So it's unconstitutional for one, but they're saying that they're trying to have a hold in this market that they just think isn't fair. Supporters of this law say it will encourage affordable housing and better land use in Denver instead of, you know, we see it all the time. There's a gas station a block down the street, another gas station, half a block down the street.
I like that because they compete. They and compete then, and lower,
know,
their
lower
prices.
The prices.
And that's what I
it's
like.
It's like a
about
Starbucks on every corner.
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, is like the visual appeal of that. And that's what they're trying to get away from. Like, they want more housing. They want
some of those,
more.
They're nice. The Maverick ones are nice
I
looking.
I love Maverick. Gas
Mavericks
stations.
Have decent looking gas stations.
Oh, all the gas stations. Quick Trip. Like,
I like the QT.
They are,
yeah,
up in their game,
like the
when
QT.
It comes to gas stations. So, yeah, I think that I'm with it. Like, I understand why these people don't want a bunch of gas stations just all in one square area, but I mean, I don't know.
Who cares?
I like
the competition.
Stations.
Lower those prices.
Yeah.
Raise your hand if you don't care.
Oh, do you not care?
Yeah. Oh. 2 out of 3. Not bad.
Not really.
Okay. What do you got, Jeremy?
Katie, I know this is your dream job, so you're going to have to move to Texas. Kentucky Fried Chicken is moving to Texas. In a surprising move, they are moving their corporate headquarters to Texas. Wait,
so is it TFC now?
Is it exactly? That's going to change everything.
Well, I mean, is it?
It's
that's
Kentucky
a
Fried
real
Chicken.
It's a legitimate. Yes, yeah. It is actually going to be TFC.
Good. Texas Fried Chicken.
No, it's not.
In Kentucky.
I don't know. All I know is they're moving to Texas. And I know how many times you said you wanted to work for corporate KFC for all the discounts. You know,
the Colonel doesn't care anymore.
The Colonel.
The Colonel's my dream man.
Some of your nonsense celebrity crap floating around this morning. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban's home in Los Angeles was burglarized. People broke in and stole a bunch of stuff there. Stole both of their original faces, too, from what I understand. They keep them on ice there.
That was better than your FU.
Was
joke.
It? That was pretty good.
That was better.
I just actually made that one up on the fly.
That was better.
That was
fun. Katie loves Wicked. Wicked will begin streaming on Peacock starting March 21st. And the sing-along version is also going to be included. Woo-hoo! Oh.
Yeah.
Popular.
No. Yeah.
The film is also going to be available on DVD and Blu-ray. Do they still make DVDs and Blu-rays?
For collector editions. That's about it.
I had no idea. Here's an update on what Travis Kelce gave Taylor Swift for Valentine's Day. I know you guys are dying to know.
Oh, yeah.
He got her a gold necklace, diamond earrings, shoes, clothing, and candy, and $1,000 worth of roses. In all, they say he spent $100,000 on Tay-Tay for Valentine's Day, and he topped it off with a homemade card.
Aww.
I love you.
See him? Just like folding a piece of red construction paper in half.
Does it?
With a crayon.
Seem a little basic, though?
His tongue sticking out. Like,
how would you spend? I don't care how rich you are. Why are you spending $100,000 on a girlfriend?
Fine.
I heart you.
You expect that. Like, their income level, I'd expect them to spend six figures on each other.
I feel like he's going to run out of money, though. He's trying to keep up with a billionaire, and he's dropping a lot of cash. You think he's going to be all right?
He makes a lot of money for the Chiefs. Like, he's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. But I just like, I think the gifts that he chose were a little basic. Like,
yeah, what else? What else can he get?
$1,000.
What do you get, Tay-Tay, who's a billionaire?
I just, yeah, like the jewelry.
The handmade card was the sweetest.
The handmade
thing.
Card was pretty sweet.
It was so sweet.
Yeah.
I just picture him as the football player that like puts the K backwards and like whatever he's spelling. Like, thank you.
Scribbles out Taylor because he misspelled it.
I want him to get a picture of the moon in the phase it was the night that they met. Like something like that,
dang,
right?
What?
Like, bleh. No, like,
I saw you on a crescent
bleh.
Moon.
That
reminds me of your toenail.
I like your moon,
sweet,
baby.
Like, I think I like your moon.
I like your moon. Hey, check out this jerk. A woman in Virginia bought a scratcher ticket. And the cashier gave her the wrong one, but she's like, ah, screw it. Whatever, I'll scratch it anyway. She scratched it in the parking lot, won $2 million.
Wow.
Jeez.
What a jerk.
That is awesome.
That jerk with all
that's
the money.
That's a jerk move right there.
She should share it with us.
That's a jerk move. Apple had a big thing yesterday. I didn't know anything about this. They launched their iPhone 16e. An enhanced and pricier version of its budget phone, it says.
It's a 16e.
What is an E?
16e.
Extra?
I don't know. Price is $600. aimed to attract a wider audience and is available for pre-order. I saw something yesterday that said they no longer make any iPhone with the button anymore. Those are completely gone forever.
Yeah, I don't have one of those.
And, like, I have the 14 Pro Max, I think it is. They said the 14 doesn't even... They're done with those. They're discontinuing those now.
I have the 15, and mine seems kind of obsolete compared to what everybody else's phones are doing these days.
They just keep pumping these stupid things out.
It is crazy.
And one final thing, if you want to add a little drama to your text messages, this university was analyzing a bunch of texts and how you perceive drama, and they say the one way to do it is put periods at the end of your words or messages. It makes them feel much period more.
I don't like
period
that.
Serious.
No.
Period. I don't think
it's
I ever put a period in there.
It's hard for me to send a serious text too. Like mine are full of exclamation points and emojis, and I'll send a meme along with it. Like mine are very fun. I have
truth.
Sentence enhancers is what I call them.
I've showed a couple of your emails to Nick Nack.
Is this just something you guys laugh about together? The way I write?
Count the emojis.
I kind of punctuate my sentences with emojis.
Do you?
That's very Gen Z of me.
It makes it more fun. And like,
yeah,
and
does
you know that I'm friendly when I'm coming at you.
Yeah, I can
right?
never tell
like,
if Jeremy's mad at me.
Yeah, I know.
Like, oh,
with
another
all the
smiley
periods,
face.
It's
another
like,
smiley face.
We had such a great
okay.
show.
I get period. It. You're happy. Thank you.
I know.
Okay, yes, you're happy. You're so smiley.
Is that a puppy? What is that?
I don't, yeah, some of them and some of them don't translate over email. So you're like, what the heck is that? Is that lipstick?
Dill pickle? What is this?
What is this one?
I love food. Anyway, there you go, guys. That's what's trending this morning.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.